The federal government has just released the Media Access Review final recommendations. Television services for blind people feature prominently in the report. And here to discuss what is in it and what it means for blind and low vision people in Australia is Media Access Australia's CEO, Alex Varley. Good to talk with you again, Alex.
Hello there, Roberta.
Now, this sounds like pretty good news. What exactly is happening?
Well, yes, Roberta, it is finally some really, really great news on the television front for blind and low vision people. Firstly, the much promised audio description trial on the ABC has been announced. Then we can talk more about that in a second. Then there's also some recognition that when it comes to emergency announcements, that blind people's needs need to be picked up in that, so no more call the numbers on the screen without telling you the number. They're having a very good look at the whole issue of equipment for watching television and making sure that's accessible, including looking at voice menus, and also the program guides, so that when you're trying to find out what's actually on, that that's made accessible as well. So things just to start with there for blind people.
Well, the audio description trial on the ABC is a major breakthrough and one that John Simpson started working on, I think it was 1999. But will the trial really deliver a decent service?
Well, yes, this was actually the big surprise. I mean, the trial itself was something that was expected, but the federal government's gone all out on this. So the trial will be in the second half of next year, and they said because they need to find the funding to do it, so new financial years. It will be 14 hours a day of audio description. So that's a lot of audio description. And it will go for at least 13 weeks. It will be what's called a closed receiver mix trial. So what that means is that it will be ABC One, and it'll be the same programs as other people are actually watching. And because it's closed, it means you have to turn on the service. And what's good about that is they're actually in this trial not only making sure they're delivering some audio description services, but they're doing proper testing of all the television equipment and other bits of technical things that need to work. So at the end of it all, we'd expect to have a really good idea of how to make this work and keep it going. And in fact, one of the other points they made in their review is to say that an end result of this is to say, how do we then continue a service and introduce a full service into Australia?
And of course, they'll have to work out too on how they get the feedback from it.
Yes, and that's a very important part of it, and they've absolutely identified in there that there needs to be broad consultation with blind and low vision people, especially via organisations like Vision Australia and Blind Citizens Australia.
Mm. You also mentioned equipment and program guides. Why is this so important, Alex?
Well, of course, it's great having a service on TV that's audio described, but if you can't actually work the equipment because it's all based on, for example, on-screen menus are very popular these days, and if you're blind or have low vision, that's going to be a horrendous problem. So actually looking at things like talking menus and making things that can be pressed on and off with a button only, not requiring you to go through a menu, means that the whole service actually works properly. Same with the program guides, that if you are just relying on someone being able to read the program guide, then again, if you can't read because you can't see it, then that's a problematic. So they're looking at other ways of dealing with that. And, you know, to be fair, in places like Europe, these things have been well worked through and there are systems available that we could copy here and implement.
So how quickly do you think this will get going?
Well, as I said, the trial is scheduled for the second half of next year, but that doesn't mean we have to wait until then for things to actually start happening, because what they have to do is set it all up properly. They have to look at how they're going to promote it. They're going to have to look at how they do the feedback and get information about when the trial will be on, where you'll be able to actually receive it. And that consultation process, I think, will need to start pretty much after the summer holidays. I would imagine there'll be some quite extensive noise and consultation going on about that.
Well, thank you, Alex. That certainly is very good news about the Media Access Review final recommendations after all the work that everybody's put into it. I've been speaking with Alex Varley, CEO of Media Access Australia. And if you would like to contact Media Access Australia for further information, you can do that by phoning 02-9212-6242. That's 02-9212-6242. Or you might like to go to the website mediaaccess.org.au. Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.